بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت وقال تعالى فاذكروني اذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, on Monday night talk we discussed the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world for a temporary period. And this temporary period, only Allah knows how long we are going to live in this world. And nobody knows when His mort will come, where His mort will come. And I mentioned the dunya is moving away from us. Irtahalati dunya mudbira. Dunya is showing us its back, it's moving away from us, and we are moving towards Akhirah, and Akhirah is coming towards us. And therefore we should be preparing for the Akhirah, which is going to be our eternal abode. So life is short. In these last few days, many janazas we had heard of, and amongst those were Hazrat Morana Yusuf Mutala Sahab, Rahmatullahi Alayhi of UK, Darul Ulum Bari. He was a very senior Khalifa of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He had done sterling work in the UK. Many, many of his students who have come here on lecture tours, many of them, or in fact most of them whoever came here were all his students. And he was sent by Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullahi Alayhi and he made great sacrifice. And he had a lot of concern and worry that Ummat must read abundant Durus Sharif. And he would encourage us in abundance. Then of course, yesterday was Maulana Salman Ganchi Rahmatullahi, who was the son of Maulana Suleiman Ganchi Rahmatullahi of Darum Zakaria, who passed away some time back. His son had cancer. Allah Ta'ala make the maghfirat, Allah grant the family sabr jameel, and the children, Allah Ta'ala take care of them. And just today, in fact, quarter past 10 in Benoni, is our Adam Bay Sidat, who passed away. And he was a regular mu'takif, making i'tikaf in this masjid. And he would sit on the right-hand corner. For years he had been made i'tikaf. And those of us who sat for i'tikaf, and when you sit for i'tikaf, you become close to one another. You realize, and everybody will are aware of the fact, that he would spend most of his time in ibadah. Whenever you come out of your tent, you find him reading Quran, or he's engaged in salat. And he would meet the youngsters also in itikaf, give them advice, nasihat, all the time. He would be going walking up and down in his tasbih, making zikr. And he had a lot of concern. In fact, for some of the brothers here, he even made a juzdan for the Quran, a cover. So may Allah Ta'ala make his maghfirat, may Allah Ta'ala give his family sabri jameel. These are people who will pass away. And of course, we had others also who said for itikaf, they have left this world. May Allah Ta'ala give us such people, inshallah, who will continue making i'tikaf in this masjid with fikr, with ibadah, solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. We have discussed this verse very often, alhamdulillah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that make my dhikr, remember me, and I will remember you. What a beautiful message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you remember me, and I will remember you. Imagine Allah remembering us. A person who is remembered by Allah, that means he is gaining the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The close proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi, when he was very young, probably had just qualified at that time, young alim, he met a very saintly person, a very great buzurg. And he asked that buzurg, they tell me, how does one gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imagine, Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi had the desire, that worry, that I want to become an ashiq of Allah. So that buzurg asked him, Maulvi Ashraf Ali, ye aapka sawal hai. Is it your question? He said, ji Hazrat. He said, they will take both your hands, your palms, and rub it with each other. So Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi began rubbing it. And this buzurg tells him, or ragao, even more. So he does it even more. The buzurg tells him, even more. Hazrat, haath bahut garam ho chuka hai. My hands, I can feel the heat now. So then that Buzurg said, that zikr ke baad zikr, Allah ke baad, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Allah, 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 Allah. The zikr you make, one after the other, you take Allah's name. It's like your hands, your palms, you are rubbing it together. And the heat that comes out, when the person says, Allah, Allah, Allah. This heat that comes out of repeated zikr, this brings, ignites in the heart the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, zikrullah is something extremely, extremely important in our lives. Zikr ka naga, dil ka hai faqa. If a person misses out on his zikr, then he is making his heart impoverished. He is not giving the heart the food, the nutrition that it requires, the spiritual soul. Allah, Allah, it requires it. Just like our body requires food, this heart requires the zikr. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ. One poet mentioned that, oh Allah, in your, by taking your name, I am getting sad hayat. Sad means 100. 100 lives. As though I'm getting 100 jaan in my heart, I'm experiencing 100 lives. Not just one life, but 100 lives. And he says, oh Allah, it is only through your dhikr that the entire kainat, the world is moving and existing. So the world will exist until Allah, Allah is said. The moment the last person, or the person who was saying Allah, Allah, he leaves this world, and there will be no more Allah, Allah taking place, then that is now Qiyamah begins. So zikrullah is such, it is so powerful that through the zikr of Allah, the entire world is existing. And therefore, oh mashayikh have emphasized that we should make zikrullah. Of course, find out from the mashayikh that how much zikr I should be making, what zikr I should make. Ari Billah Zil Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullahi mentioned, a mamuli sa zikr batata ho, a simple zikr for everybody. 100 times, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, but read with dhyan. You sit at one corner of the house, spend 10 minutes at least, take your tasbih, and you contemplate. You focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. This dil of ours, day and night, experiences various type of sicknesses and weaknesses and blemishes that come onto the heart, stains come onto the heart, and we have to say la to all this. We're only bringing in our heart the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going to make zikr as an ashiq of Allah and take the name of Allah in a beautiful way. So, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. And he says, uske baad, Allah, Allah, so martaba. Allah, Allah, Allah. With dhyan, concentration to the best of our ability. You don't have to stress too much. If your mind wanders away, no problem. As the Gangohi Ramadullah mentioned, that even if your mind goes away, even in that there is effect of dhikr. But to the best of our ability, whatever we can concentrate on, we should do that. And then Hazrat says, that istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Very important, because this is the scrubbing brush. This is going to remove the filth of the heart. And he says, finally, Durood Sharif. He says, sabse mukhtasar Durood Sharif, wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi. Sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi. Simple Durood Sharif. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever durood you know, you read that. These four adhkar, la ilaha illallah, Allah Allah, istighfar, and simple Durood Sharif, every single day we should be doing. There shouldn't be a day when we are not making these zikr. There are so many other tasbihat, the virtues of which we have mentioned, the third kalima, the fourth kalima, subhanallah bihamdi, subhanallah ilazim. But as I said, in our time, because of our weaknesses, at least this much we should do. Then of course, mashayikh will show us how much more I must increase, and what I shouldn't do, how much more I must read, how less I should read, what's important. Of course, with all these things, tilawat of the Holy Quran. That is the asal zikr. Tilawat of the Holy Quran, whatever we can manage. Many people say, well, I can't read one para, read three quarter, half para, quarter para, you can't read quarter para. Then at least one or two pages, I'm sure all of us can do. We come to the masjid, we have, after our sunnah till our fard, we have at least 5 minutes or 10 minutes. It will cost us nothing, we'll lose nothing to go up, pick up the Quran, even one page you read, or two pages. Do that for a few salat, and then you see you want to now read more and more and more. It should not happen that days go past, and we haven't even touched the Holy Quran. Think about ourselves, think about our lives, contemplate, ponder, when last they really read the Quran, how much have I read? And those who you see regularly reading Quran, they get some enjoyment. They get some enjoyment. They want to make sure for the day they want to finish the quota that they have. Today I didn't finish my para, so if I must try and finish it. After Isha, at least before going to sleep, I must finish it. So by next morning, I start again with my next para. But if you're not going to have all this, the love of Allah Ta'ala won't come into our heart. And we need to acquire the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So like how a person rubs his palm, and he rubs it regularly, then you find that the heat comes out, and the hands feel hot, like that dhikrullah makes the heart become hot, the spiritual heart, and it ignites the flame of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give me the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Give all of you the true ishq and muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illa Allah, la ilaha 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 illa Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Dil mera ho jaye ek meydane ho, Dil mera ho jaye ek meydane ho, Tu hi tu ho, Tu hi tu ho, Tu hi tu, Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, Dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil, Ghais bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, غیث بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر اللہ 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 Allah, Allah haziri, Allah naziri, Allah shahidi, Allah ma'i. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله make us your true عاشقين. يا الله يا الله fill our hearts with your love and محبت. يا الله يا الله let us not leave this world يا الله without gaining your معرفة your محبت. يا الله your عشق. يا الله make us become true lovers of you. يا الله يا الله remove from our heart يا الله every other love. يا الله غير سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر. يا الله everything we said, you must come out of our heart, my Allah. Whatever we see now must only be you, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our heart with your ishq and muhabbat and the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Pahak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive us all our sins, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hamari gunaokum maafram. Hamari khataokum maafram. Ya Allah, hum kamzor hai, zaeef hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum bimar hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are the worst of sinners, my Allah. Ya Allah, our tongues have become napak. Our eyes have become napak. Our limbs, our bodies, my Allah, our thoughts, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem. But you are Afoon and Kareem, my Allah. You are Rauf and Rahman and Rahim, my Allah. You love to forgive, my Allah. You are the only one who can forgive us, my Allah. You are our Mawla. You are our Aqa. We are your slaves, my Allah. We are your Banda, my Allah. Ya Allah, you send us into this world. Ya Allah, you have given us this test, my Allah. My Allah, we are failing this test, my Allah. Make us pass, my Allah. Give us kamyabi, my Allah. Give us success, my Allah. Give us salvation, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the path towards you easy now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can see the conditions of the entire world now, my Allah. When Qiyamah will take place, only you know best, my Allah. Ya Allah, despite this, we are not making any efforts towards our akhirat. Ya Allah, we have become consumed by dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become engulfed by sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, disobedience, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not obeyed you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are following shaitan, my Allah. Ya Malik, ya Kareem, give us hidayat, my Allah. Hidayat is in your hands, my Allah. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqeem. Show us the Sirat al-Mustaqim, my Allah. Keep us on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, my Allah. Don't make us go astray, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become the means of others going astray, my Allah. Help us, protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the only one who can answer our du'as, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have great difficulties and problems and musibat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan had ganged up against us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the only one, ya Allah, who is most powerful, my Allah. Ya Allah, shaitan is absolutely nothing, nothing, my Allah, compared to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, shaitan's plans is kamzor. Inna kayda shaitani kana dha'ifa. Ya Allah, you are Malik al-Mulk, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have created every single thing. You are Khaliq. Every other thing is makhluq, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from those who are making shararat, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirin, my Allah. From the fitna of the fitteen, my Allah. From the hasad of the hasidin, my Allah. From the zulam of the zalimin, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummat of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect the ummat, my Allah. The men, the women, the children, my Allah. The elderly ones, my Allah. Protect our marakis, our masajid, ya Allah. Protect our madaris, my Allah. Our makatib, my Allah. The different organizations, my Allah. Accept, ya Allah, and protect the work of da'wah and tabligh, my Allah. The khankas of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, ulama, ya Allah. Make us into ulama-i rabbaniyoon, ulama-i haqq, my Allah.
Ya Allah, don't make us among those ulama who will be ulama yusu. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa rizukna atiba'a wa arina al-batila batila wa rizukna atinaba. Allahumma jannibna al-fawahisha ma zahara minha wa ma batan. Ya Allah, jo bhi pareshan hal huwa, ya Allah, unki pareshani dur farma. Especially our mothers and sisters and our brothers, my Allah. Wherever they may be listening, my Allah. Ya Allah, and these brothers who have come here to the masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are seeking you, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are searching for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have made sincere tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have wanting to change their lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help all of us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Jo bimar ho, unko shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, so many young and old are sick and ailing, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, my Allah. All the marhumin, ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. The ulama who have passed away, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and near ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, Adam bhai humid ihtikaf, ya Allah. Ya grant him jannatul firdaus. Grant all their family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to prepare for maut. Ya Allah, give us maut with iman. Maut in Madina Shaykh. Baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How the kothar water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us in the jannat without hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitnas, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, for parents have passed on, my Allah. Grant them jannatul firdaus. Make the qabr irawdatu min riyadul jannah. Ya Allah, protect them from azab of qabr, my Allah. If our parents are living still, Ya Allah, help us to become obedient to them, my Allah. Make us the coolness of the eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a dhurriyatan tayyiba, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Grant all of us ikhlas, Ya Allah, and maqbuliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have today, our sisters have, my Allah. Fulfill each person's hajat, Ya Allah. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool farma. Ya Allah, and especially, my Allah, in all these war-torn countries, my Allah. Eh Malik-e-Kareem, in Kashmir, especially, my Allah. Eh Malik-e-Kareem, tu ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, unki jaan, aabru, izzat, iman ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, in Rohingya, my Allah, 2 years have gone already, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Syria, so many years have gone, my Allah. All those who are assisting them, Ya Allah, tu unki barpoor nusrat farma. Ya Allah, unki zindagi mein barkat ata farma. Ya Allah, remove their difficulties, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.